wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Strive or else. My message is geared to these very days. We all know we live in strange times that seem charged with a dangerous explosive, and nervously people await the explosion that all of us know is certainly coming. News ticks on the tapes and crowds the radio schedule. Statesmen age with their tremendous responsibilities. Riots show the tenseness of the populace, and while men try to forget it and drown their fears in pleasures and thrills, or even try to knock out their troubled conscience by liquor, yet all know that God must have the answer. He has, for we learn of these very days. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ foresaw them 2,000 years ago, clearer than even we do today, though we live in the midst of them. But impatiently you may cry, "Preacher, tell us what to do so we can escape. We are told what to do if there's an air raid. How can we escape the certain catastrophe that lies ahead?" The answer is found in just 8 words our Lord Jesus Christ spoke as he described these days. He said, "Strive to enter in at the straight gate." If there were a bomb raid and the alert sounded clear and plain, and the only place of safety were in the city subway and only had one door, and you knew that door was about to be shut, what would you do? You would drop everything and with all earnestness and speed seek to enter that door. That is just what your Savior, your Deliverer, calls upon you to do. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. In the beginning of our Lord's ministry, he said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be which find it." But as our Lord ends his ministry, he constantly spoke of his coming back again, after his atoning death for our sins, and after his victorious resurrection, and after his triumphant ascension to heaven, he would return. He told us how everything would be when he would come again. He foretold man's indifference and procrastination, and in speaking again of that straight gate, he added one strong word, strive. He began his ministry with "Enter in ye in at the straight gate," but his appeal at the end was "Strive to enter in at the straight gate." The special message for these days, for this very hour, is "Strive to enter in at the straight gate." That one word stands out. Let me sound it loud and clear in your ears. You living with me in these last days, these perilous times, our Lord's word is "Strive." The solemn answer of our Lord Jesus to the man who asked him if only a few would be saved when he returned was, "Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us,' and he shall answer and say unto you, 'I know you not whence ye are,' then shall ye begin to say, 'We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets.' But he shall say, 'I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity.' There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you thrust out. And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, their last which shall be first, and their first which shall be last." What weighty prophetical words are these, and we are living in their fulfillment. Today, the gospel leaves in its path some who are converted to Christ, but it also leaves a far bigger crowd. Our Lord calls them many. Who are in this big crowd? Why can they not enter? Let us see. They're not the heathen who have not heard the gospel, for they say thou hast taught in our streets. Today, as the gospel is sounded from pulpits, loudspeakers, radios, and on street corners, the multitude of Christ rejectors and salvation neglectors is increasing daily. Now let us see who is in that big crowd outside that shut gate. There are those who have eaten and drunk in the Lord's presence. Some of you were reared in a Christian home. Your very meals were sanctified by the word of God and prayer, and yet you will be separated from forever from your Christian parents by that shut door. What a tragedy. Infidels scoff at the Bible, but you reverence that holy book as God's word, and yet with those infidels you shall be shut out forever. You are not like the anti-Christian cults who try to argue away both heaven and hellfire, but you acknowledge both, accepting the revelation of God's word as being true, and yet when Jesus comes you shall be shut out. You didn't intend to be, you thought not, but there you too will be on the outside. Why? The liberal modernists advance their dirty myths, trying to turn Mary into a harlot and Jesus into one born of fornication. But such does not interest you, for you count Jesus the virgin-born Savior. You can quote, "Unto you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord," but you never came to Him to be your Savior and receive Him as your Lord. So in that day you will be shut out with that big crowd. How tragic. You are not as the high-toned religions that scoffed at atonement by blood, for you know that sin's only remedy was the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanseth from all sin. But you never came to that fountain for sin to have your sins removed. You never can sing of that happy day when Jesus washed your sins away. So you must face that awful day when you shall be in that multitude outside the straight gate, weeping and gnashing your teeth in hopeless agony. Why? You know. Yes, you were enlightened, but you did not act on it. You knew the right way, but you did not take it. Devilish deceivers who told people they could be saved after death, they didn't ensnare you, for you knew the Bible said, "Behold, now is the day of salvation." You were convinced that was right, and yet you yourself keep putting off your own salvation to some other time. And in that day, outside that shut door, you will realize that man's tomorrow is God's too late. You had heard the universalists tell people that none will be lost, that all would be saved at last. But you found no comfort in such lies, for you remembered the words of Jesus, the Son of God, how he said, "I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all perish." And yet, strange as it may seem, you never repented of your sins and sought God's mercy. When Jesus comes as an unrepentant sinner, you will hear him say, "Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity." You even shunned those who derided that Jesus lives and is coming again, for you count his resurrection as real, and how he said, "I will come again." You knew nothing could change his word, and that he would come again in glory, and yet you're not ready for his coming. Those who are Christ and have the Holy Spirit in their hearts shall be taken home to heaven when Jesus comes, yet you will be left outside, shut out forever. Oh, the tragedy of it. Today, that crowd on the outside is a huge multitude. It takes in the scoffer, the infidel, the wicked, the blasphemer, but its ranks are filled with those who believe the Bible true, who knew the gospel, who had intended to be saved, and were almost persuaded to be a Christian, but they rocked along that way for years, so near the kingdom and yet outside, until God's patience ends, and the very pierced hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, who wanted to save them, closes the gate and is too late forever. Some of you are sons and daughters of Christian parents, brought up at a family altar. You intended to be saved one day. What will be your bitterness of soul as you find you're too late forever? What is the remedy for this awful tragedy? It is in the words of our Lord Jesus, "Strive to enter in at the straight gate." Strive, strive. When? Now, right now. Delay will bring eternal regrets. But what is it to strive? It is to contend earnestly, to agonize, as the original word means. How enlightening. First, contend earnestly. Yes. The battle is on. It is the last round, and the enemy of your soul is battling to hold you on his side. You will have to contend earnestly with the wiles of the devil. Awaken to your immediate danger and resist the devil. Second, agonize to enter in. Did you ever see a man with a heavy bag run for an express train after the conductor had signaled the train to pull out? He strains every muscle, every nerve, as he calls and runs, literally agonizing to catch the train. Believe the Lord Jesus, as he says, agonize to enter into the straight gate. If you're going to be saved in these last days, you must get desperately in earnest. That's what it takes. Nothing less will do. If you remain half-hearted or disinterested in this matter, you shall be shut out forever. You have seen evangelists in deep earnestness, but you say, I don't get excited about anything. You will one day, as you stand outside that shut door. You shall pray the hardest, Lord, Lord, open to me. You shall plead with tears, Lord, please show me mercy just one more time. You shall wail the most bitterly as your sobs sound like the gulp of death, but all avails nothing, for it will be too late forever. Now, wouldn't it be better to agonize now under conviction of sin and to enter in than to agonize as you are shut outside God's salvation and then shut up in hellfire forever? Neighbor, hear me good. Whatever it takes, get right with God now. I don't want you to be shut out forever. Now, here's what it takes to get right with your Maker. Get on your knees and tell God your shame that you've treated His salvation with such indifference. And then ask Him, beg Him, to show you mercy as a lost sinner. Cry to the Lord Jesus to save you. Show God you mean it. God may seem to be indifferent to your cry, but He's just testing you. Neighbor, if it takes all night, don't sleep, but seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him. Don't rest until you know that you have peace with God and that you belong to Christ. Hear His word to you. Strive, agonize to enter in at the straight gate and take action today. Now, amen. Neighbor, I'm not a sensational preacher, as are some as they play on human feelings. I'm a quiet, conservative evangelist presenting the facts of God's Word. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ spoke of the most solemn realities in quiet dignity. He never catered to the spectacular. But when I see so many of those enlightened by the Word of God and who intend to be a Christian one day, yet undecided as they linger outside that gate, and as I know that any moment that door of salvation shall shut and they can never be saved forever, I cannot remain unmoved. I must with all my being try to awaken them to their imminent danger and cry the words of my Lord in their ears. Strive, agonize, to enter in at the straight gate. Let not this day end and find you still without Christ. This may be to you the very last day of salvation you shall ever see forever. Shall it be instead the day of damnation to your soul? Salvation or damnation? Sleep on in indifference, or awake and agonize to enter in at the straight gate. Heaven listens for your decision. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through His bondservant, David Brinkman.
What if that voice I should hear no more? Shall I be saved tonight? Quickly I'll open this bolted door. Save me, O Lord, tonight. Blessed Redeemer, come in, come in. Pity my sorrow, forgive my sin. Now let thy work in my soul begin.